Okay, we have Samach Dalam Beis, three lines from the bottom, and Zion Ear, Tov Shinayim Vav. So the Mishnah talks about a case where the father said, Bitei Stam, we don't know which one it is, and then we say that if he marries two separate, he had two separate wives, and each one had a set of children. So we had a machlekes of Rav Meir, Rav Yesi. When he says Ketana, does he mean the youngest, or anyone who's not the oldest is considered young? Or when he says oldest, does he mean the oldest, or anyone older than the youngest is old? Says Abaye, Omer Abaye Machlekes, the entire Machlekes on Meir Rabbi Yisi is only b'shtei kitei banos. He had two groups of girls, and therefore we don't know which one he meant. Avo b'kat achas, if you have only one group of girls, divrei hakol, there's no question that gedola is mamish, and ketana mamish. If he says Gdoyla, he meant the oldest. If he says young, he meant the youngest. Because if he meant the girls in the middle, Emtsais, if the middle girls, Bishmar Kadula, he would call them by the name because he knows that it's so vague. Therefore, he would, by one group, he definitely would have called her by name. If he didn't, Gdoyla means the oldest, and so on. He would not call her, referred to as a younger or older. If so, in group number two, why does he say that the only one that's mutter is the very youngest? Oh, so the middle one should be mutter, because according to you, if he meant the middle one, he would have called her by a name. Since he just said Gdela, so Gdela must mean the entire first set and the oldest of the second set, but not the middle one. And we know such thing. There is no emtsayis there. You were just chazuring yesterday's Gemara. The second wife only has two daughters. That's why the Mishnah is about telling you about emtsayis. In fact, we're just going over yesterday's Gemara. It also makes sense. Because the three lines at the top. I think he got to the mission yesterday, but just revising the part. Kadi Misa, because if we're talking about the one more, there was a middle girl as well, and want to tell you what? They're all Lassen. Then the Ika Lisnayu. Why, when the Mishnah spells out the oldest of the oldest and the youngest of the oldest and the oldest of the youngest, is also the Mishnah also should have included and incorporated the middle one? Doesn't mention the middle one. You know why? There is no middle one. Says, well, that's no raya. The middle one in the first group definitely is asif. Because what's the whole logic why the first group is asif? Because even the youngest in the first group is older than the second group. So every one of them is a gedola. The vadai sveika, they're definitely. Sorry? That's right. Just chronologically. That's right. Yeah, and the Vada, but this way, in this case, it works out that everyone's included in the Gedeon and so on. The Vada is faker, surely the middle one in the first group is included. Ba'asidul and Miktani, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So the first case, in the first family, definitely the middle one is also, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So why do you want them, they should mention the middle one in the second case? That I, there's only two girls, there's no middle one. Says, what are you talking about? In the first family, there's no reason to mention, we'll be up to the Mishnah in 1 minute, Habi, just in 1 minute. We're just revising it yesterday. How can you compare? In the first family, there's no reason to mention the middle one. You know why? Because if you say that the youngest in the first family is us because she's older, then surely the middle one is older than that. Surely he's us. The youngest one in the first family is us. So for who had the lakshishim? Surely the one that's older, the middle one, is us. You don't have to mention it. Hach over here in the second family, imisa, if it's true that the middle one is us, if there was a middle girl, nisnaya, it should have mentioned the din of the middle girl, what the din is. So, yeah. So that I hear that there was no middle girl in the second family, only an older and a younger, and Abaye is right. Had there been a middle girl, the middle girl would not be, would also be mutter, because you would call her by your name. He said, I want to ask you a question regarding what Abaye said. Ha Pesach, Pesach, the chikat achas dami, Pesach. Now, a whole story we had before Pesach, a person says, you're also tahanah. I don't have any hanah from you till play Pesach, you hate Pesach, and all that. It's all one Pesach, it's all like one family. And yet a plea, they're arguing over there about Chalamayid, what the din of Chalamayid is, the middle group. It's not just the beginning of Pesach or the end of Pesach, they're arguing also about the middle. And you just said before that in one group, the middle, he would have, if he meant to say that would be the middle, he would have definitely spelled it out. He would have spelled out the middle one. No, there's one machlek, one opinion that says that Pnei means beginning of Pesach. There's another opinion that says that Pnei means Chol Moed. Another opinion that means end of Pesach. L'chayda, that's the middle daughter. Amar lehem, hasam, there's different. They're not arguing halachically. B'lishna da'amu kamifka. They're arguing what is the definition when you say Pnei. Ma'asavar at Pnei Pesach, at Kami Pesach, ma'asavar at Dimifta, until end of Pesach, and so on and so forth. They're arguing on what the meaning of the Lashon is. Nothing to do with the halach over here about Kiddushin. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Dav Samach Hey Amaral. New Mishnah. Says Gemara. Hi, Melisha. Samach Hey. Sorry, did I? Okay. You know why? It looks like a ches. Look at the hay, then tell me it looks like a ches. Chas. I don't know, but I don't. Yeah. Mishnah. Starts of Ha'aymer. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oy Melisha, a man says to a woman, Kiddash Ticha, I got you engaged to me. But he, I met, it was Haksa Chayni, like Kiddash Dani, never happened. But he says it did. So what happens? A person has the right to create Isurim for himself. Who Asa Bikrei Vesa? He's not allowed to marry her sister because the sister of the woman that you said you're engaged to, or her mother or daughter. But Vihi, she, Muter is Bikrei Vesa. She can marry all of his relatives because she says it never happened. And there's no evidence. Exactly. What about Gert? He I met as Kiddash Tani. She's the one who says you married me. Who I am a like Kiddash Ticha never happened. Who Mutter Bekrei Viseha? Since according to him never happened, he's allowed to marry all of her relatives, her sister, mother, daughter. Or but he Asura Bekrei, according to her version of events, she cannot marry his brother or his father or son because. Yeah, you must say Ticha right away. Case number, next part of the Mishnah. What about Kiddash Ticha? He says, I married you, I got you engaged, but here I met as you got engaged, you're mixing up. My daughter is the one. Now, we learned a few days in the Gemara that a father is believed to say, Yakir is believed to say the status of a son, but a mother is not believed to say the status of a son or a daughter. So, he says, I married you. According to him, he obviously he wanted to live with any of her immediate relatives. But she said, it wasn't me, it was my daughter. The question is, so what happens now if it's his daughter? It's her daughter. So who asa bekrave is gedayla? He is not allowed to live with any of the relatives of this woman. Of the gedayla muteres bekrave. She is allowed to live with all of his relatives because she says it wasn't me. However, who mute bekrave tana? He claims that it had nothing to do with the daughter, so therefore he's allowed to marry the relatives of the daughter, which are not relatives of the mother, which are not asa asarayis. Of the ktana, but the ktana muter bekrave. The mother has no right to impose an iser on the daughter. So she is totally permitted to the daughter. She's allowed to marry any other person. All that, yeah. No, but even if you get, yeah, right. It means that the guy dies and she's now a widow. That's according to the mother version, doesn't matter. She's allowed to marry all that, yeah. Yeah, she's not allowed to live with a brother's husband. No, the chiddush is if he dies. So tomorrow you marry anybody you want, but not his brothers. You can't marry his brother or his father because he's a relative of so my father, husband, like, yeah. True. It's all, yes, yeah, it's a flip side of each one, yeah. Yeah. What about he says Kiddashti has bitcha, I married your daughter, and he I met as like kichalais, it was me. So now, according to his version, who also bekraves ktana? According to his version, he's forbidden to marry any relative of ktana if she dies. But ktana muted the bekrave, but she's allowed to marry anybody, and it goes to his because she's not also. But who? So the mother's believed regarding the ktana. But who muted bekrave? He's allowed to live with any relative of the mother because, according to him, never happened. Of a good day, lots of
crave. He's allowed to marry anybody of his relationship or whatever. I mean, she might get into a relationship where he wasn't allowed to.
It doesn't matter because according to her version, never happened.
Yeah, but he can't marry because
he can. His version. So there's two versions. Because her version never happened.
But she's allowed to.
She's allowed to. Why not? She can marry the guy's brother.
No.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect his brother. She can marry the guy's brother, but the guy cannot marry the woman's sister. Because they're related, yeah. Says the Gemara, it's all repetitive. We need all these cases. The principle is the same. If I say this happened, even though I have no proof, I have to follow my version of the events. No. That's the problem. But he said, so therefore, you say this version, so you have to live with your version. But nobody else is bound by your version. So why do you have to give so many examples of that same theory, same principle? If we only told us regarding him that he has to live with this principle, and that she doesn't have to follow by it, and she can marry all his brothers. Why? Because he makes up a story. You're married to me. It doesn't hurt him in any way because he can live with as many women as he wants. So therefore, makes sense that we don't believe him. But if she says, I'm married to you, she's hurting herself. Because when she's married to one man, she's stuck. She can't marry anybody else. And maybe she's telling us the truth. We would have thought, if the Mishnah only told us the case of when he tells us a story, that he's whatever it is, we believe him, because and he's stuck with it. But if she, we don't really believe him regarding anybody else. But if she tells a story, maybe we should believe her. Why would she hurt herself, put herself in such a predicament? That's what we would have thought. You don't have an obligation about Tate, you're still allowed to. Anyway, there's only a habit. But yeah, maybe. But she, Ema, he loved the Kimla of the Buddha. If she's not convinced that what she's telling is the truth, she would never have done it. Kamashalon. That no, we don't believe either one. They only believe for God in themselves, but it has no impact on anybody else. He says, I got you engaged, and she's not with my daughter. Again, what do you need this for? It's a saga. I would have thought, you're right, a mother is not believed regarding a child, but that's mahatayde. But maybe the rabbanon, just like we know a father can marry off a daughter and a mother can't, but the rabbanon, a mother can marry off a daughter. So maybe the rabbanon, we should give her credibility as well. That's what we would have thought. I would have thought, Mahatayde, we believe a father. Midrabanan, Hemnu, Lidida, but Midrabanan, we should believe her. The Titsa Barta Bidibura, since she has a right to marry off the door, Midrabanan, even though she needs Mian. So but she can do Mian, but till then she's married. I would have thought we should give some credibility to what the mother says about the daughter, Kamashalan, that no. Why do we need this? I did it, Tani Ha, Tani Nami Ha. You're right, there's no reason to say this. But once we gave all the other cases, all the other cases, we also said the case where the man says, I married off your daughter, and she said, no, it was me, even though it's obvious. But we just brought all the, we exhausted all the cases. Itma, now we think Gemara starts a new thing. Gemara says, Itma, Rav says, Koifin, Rav says, and the Gemara thinks right now it means we force the man to give her a get, according to her version. She says, I married you, and the guy says, Bob Mises, so she's now stuck. So we're going to force the man to give her a get. That's what it seems like. Shmuel says, Mavakshi, you can't force him. Ask him a teva, please give her a get. Which case are we referring to? Ilema, we're talking about a nation, we're talking about on the very first case. The she doesn't need to get. The din is, he says you're married to me. She says, no, I don't. And what do we say? That she's allowed to marry the guy's brother. So why should she need to get? According to her version, she's a free woman. So why would you need to get? Not kaifin and not mevakshin. Ella shmeitza had dodit ma nava. Sorry, skip the line. Ella seifa must be talking about the seifa where according to his version, she's married. Talking about the seifa. Her version was you married me. So now lochayda, she's stuck. So she needs a get, and that's the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Is bishlam mevakshin? I understand Shmuel's version. We ask him. He says you never got married to me. How can you force him? He says you never married. I understand Shmuel mevakshin lechay. Makes sense. Okay, you talk and say you're not married, but she says she is. Do her a favor and humor her. Give her a get. Let her be free. And look, koyfin amai. I'm a lenichli. The itzim kraver. If I give her a get, I'm hurting myself. I believe that she concocted this story because she knows I love her sister. I want to marry her. She wants to stop me. So she comes up the story that she's married to me. So what's that? If I have to give her a get, the din is, you know, I marry the sister of your divorced wife. So why should I do it? So we ask him a favor.
And then he says, and I don't want to wait until the Suman Das to the elder marriage.
Exactly. So
not even a favor. If he really didn't marry her.
No. Yeah, but she's stuck. Why, stupid? But she's stuck now.
What about giving a get to a woman?
But she said that you're married, and the din is that she can never get married again until he dies. I tell you, there's two ways of looking at it. Her version is, this is what happened. His version is, she's trying to hurt me. She's trying, she knows we're not going to live together. She wants to get from me. And then I can't marry his sister. That's what she did it for. Why should I do it? In spite, exactly.
You are free from me?
That's right. Because according to her version, his guy is her husband. And she has to follow her version. She's stuck.
Yeah, but I'm giving a false document.
It's not false. I'm giving a con to you. God, you're my husband.
You're
okay.
You're saying you're married to me. I'm a nice guy. I don't want you to be able not to have to marry anybody else. I'm giving you a guess.
Exactly. According to you, Vishitascha. So what's the Rav saying, Kaifin? Elder Gemara says, you're right. Actually, they're not arguing. Shmaita ahadodi idma. These two things are following each other. This is how it works. Amar Shmuel says, mevakshim men l'dinget. She says that she's stuck. She's married to you. Do her a favor. Do us a favor. Make the world a better place. Give her a get. Then comes along Rav. Amar Rav, and he mustn't get ma'atma. If we didn't have to beg him, he voluntarily gave her a get. That tells us that maybe there's some truth to what she's saying. Why did he give her a get? Meanwhile, he's hurting himself. He can't marry his sister. Why did he do it? Obviously, there's some truth to it. And give her a ksuvah. If we asked him a favor, he just did it because the Bezdin asked him, then we're not going to get him to give a ksuvah. Why should he give a ksuvah? For he says he's never married. But if he did it on his own, that tells us that she's saying the truth. So therefore, give a ksuvah. I don't know what he did. Oh, Gemara will ask. Gemara will talk about it in a minute. Says Gemara. Yeah. So Taisa brings that eye from here. The Khan says Taisa that you learn out that every girl who got engaged in Mahatoyda is entitled to Ksuvah. I mean, Rabban is entitled to Ksuvah already. Because otherwise, if no Ksuvah. There must be a ksuvah. Because otherwise, there's no ksuvah here, then what's he talking about? Why ksuvah? Unless he wrote her. If he wrote her, she produces. If she's able to produce a ksuvah, then he wrote her. There's nothing to talk about. Then she's telling the truth. Which guy writes a ksuvah if he's not marrying her? We had a whole discussion in the Gemara. If a woman from Edison is already entitled to ksuvah, even if you didn't write one, it's like a Tanai ksuvah. So we had a machlek gemara ksuvah. Taisa wants to know why didn't you mean here the gemara clear that she is, and why we don't bring from here. Taisa says there's a rule in Shas. Whenever we have a shayla halacha, we always try to bring proofs from mishnas and brises, not from amoraim, because I can argue. That's why we didn't bring the gemara. But the gemara clearly seems to say there's a halachic leash entitled to ksuvah, because if halachic leash is not, unless the husband physically wrote out a ksuvah, if he wrote out a ksuvah, then her version of the events is true. No stranger writes a ksuvah to a strange woman unless you got engaged to him. That's right.
Is he trying to say there's a whole
moon
of ksuvahs
without it? No. It's called Tanai Ksuvah. We had also that this thing called Maisa Bezin, but even there's nothing in writing in many cities, they never wrote a ksuvah. Maisa Bezin. And then they had a question is, because the Gemara says that you don't yashin, he doesn't yashin, no, he does yashin the ksuvah. So we had a question, is there a ksuvah to a woman in those days, 12 months apart, which she entitled to a ksuvah? If the husband dies in the middle, she get a ksuvah. So, anyway, back to the Gemara. In fact, this is exactly what we learned. It says that Rav said, you force and you ask. How can it be forcing and asking? Tarti. Both, how can I be? You ask her to give a get. But if he did it voluntarily, the Kodak Zubah, obviously she's telling the truth. Give her a Zubah. Now starts the Gemara about Eidim. I'm going to be the Hamekadish be'edechad and Choshin le'gedushin. If you're Mekadosh with a single A, there's no Kedushin. You need two witnesses by Kedushin. What about Shnei Moedim? What about there were no witnesses? A man and a woman come into a bezin and says, we got married yesterday in Thailand on the beach. Were there any witnesses? No. But we both admit, there's no lying. No, we're not disputing it.
With other things like beer, you don't need witnesses at all.
That's the question. Do you need witnesses or not? What's it in? First he said in yes, then he said v'loy no. V'rafi biyadim, was very loose in his hands. He didn't really know. Itmar Amram Nachman. However, Amram Nachman belongs to the name of Shmuel. Hamikadosh be'edechad. Even if you have a single aid, ain't choishen l'kedushin afilu shnei moedim. One aid And an aide is affected because by dini mominus, if you have one aide, he makes you swear. And they're both, there's no dispute here, both agree, doesn't matter. There's no kedushin here whatsoever. We'll soon see the logic behind it. So let me ask a question from our Mishnah here. This is Moshe's question before. A man says to a woman, I got you married, you got engaged to me. The she disputed, he's not living with his relatives. Now, does it make sense? The only way, according to you, that this is valid, there's a marriage here, there were witnesses. So if there were witnesses, then why is the woman muter to live with the guy's relatives? There are witnesses. My muter, why should I live with his relatives? If he leke, if there are no witnesses, I might also be krevus, then why should, even let's say he gave her kedushin, if there are no witnesses, there's no kedushin. In fact, in the Rashba throughout Masechet Kedushin, always, every time the Gemara talks about Safek Kedushin, he asks, how can there be Safek Kedushin? Because there's no witness, if the Aiden don't know what happened, there's no witnesses, no witness, nothing happened. How does it work? So, Elalav, the Aid Echad, must be talking about there was one witness. So we see clearly that one witness works. Says the Gemara, so what is that? So what helps with an Eid Echad? Because an Eid Echad we can dispute. The man who agrees with the Eid Echad, okay, you're married. The woman just contradicts the Eid Echad, and then you can contradict an Eid Echad, then she's not married. So that makes sense. But if it's two Eidim, you cannot contradict two Eidim.
If he's not married, then he's not married.
Oh, it is. That's the point in the mission. The mission says that he's married because his version.
He's making a statement, and he's an aide to prove his statement.
That's right.
If we say, we now say you're married to the extent that not the, to the extent that you have to. You're
forbidden, yeah, exactly. But since it's only one aide, what are we proving here? That you don't need two witnesses to validate a marriage. One witness is enough. You still need something, but one witness is enough. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Skinner, you know, we're talking, no, Raya. His version was, there were witnesses there, but where are they? They both died, or they're both overseas. And she said, but it's never happened. So he cannot prove his point. But his version is that it was a valid Kedushin because there were witnesses there. Hachamai Skinner, going to Amal Laki Dashticha, Bifnei Plaini, Plaini, Vazachtan, Vahochon, Nizian, they went overseas. Ace, I'll ask you another question. We had the ending of Margitin, Hamagadish is Ishta, a guy divorced his wife. The Lona Imai Bepundiki, they slept together in the same hotel. Beishamai says, Einot Sicha Heimena Getcheni, since they were divorced, we don't suspect that anything happened between the two, and if you don't need a second get. We suspect that because they have the familiarization, they were in the same hotel, maybe they got married again. Need new to get. Now, hey, what are we talking about? Either witnesses they got married again, because you're saying the only way that they consider halachically married is if they were witnesses. News, how can Bishama say you don't need to get? My Tamayda Bishama, the witnesses that were married again. Be the leke, there were no witnesses, then who cares if we think that they got married? There's no witnesses, no marriage. My Tamayda Bishama. And because it's only one aid, and they're both agreeing, and that's the machlek, is Bishama and Basil. Says the Gemara, for the time, according to you, aim is safer. Look at the. Tell me how you understand Pshat and the Braisa. You're telling me that one aid is sufficient to get a marriage. According to the Beis Hillel, Shammai says no. So let me ask you a question. It says in the Braisa, when do we say that they need this machlekes that perhaps you need to get? They were only ever originally engaged, never got married. Even though it's the same hotel, they don't need a second get because they're not that close to each other yet. And we don't think they live together yet intimately. They should ain't liba gazba. They're not that close. Now, l'chayda, who cares? According to you, if there was a witness who saw it happen, who cares how close they are? The fact is, there was a witness. Difference. I'll tell you what we're talking about here. You asked about beer, how we have witnesses. Normally you have to have ADB. ADB means you don't have to actually see the act. You see them both going in the room very amorous and they're there long enough for something to happen. So we assume that's, you know, age minoides, like a fire catches onto a piece of cloth, burns up. Over here, you didn't even see that. What they saw was yichud, they were together. That's all. You didn't see them going into the bedroom. You just saw them together. Is Eide Yichud sufficient ground for us to say that these probably, that's enough to say that there had be as well? We don't make that leap to say just because they were together that they also had beer. And the Basil Sabri, we do say in this case, because they were married before already, and they're now again. Usually, if there's a divorce, they're probably not getting, they don't go very long, they don't get on very well together, but see them getting on very well together and together alone. So then, Basil says, in this case, we'll say, Heinein Edichud, Heinein Edibia. We can make that leap. But Maidim, but everyone agrees, Vadai, surely, Ben Ezgashim and the Edison, if they're not so close, I mean, we don't say, Heinein Edichud, Heinein Edibia. Why? Because they should ain't leave a gospel, they're not that close. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, the son of Marta, says the same that Rav, just like Shmuel a minute ago said, that I'm a kaddish be'ed echad is not kedushin. Rav said the same thing. I'm a kaddish be'ed echad and choishin l'kedushin afilu shnei moedin. Even they're both moedin, it's not choishin kedushin. The question is, why not? Every time if two people say, I owe you $100 and everyone is moedin, you don't even need aidin. Especially if you have an eid echad. Why by kedushin shouldn't it work? We'll soon see. Omar Abba Barabun, I'm a kaddish be'ed echad, if I'm a kaddish with one aid, be'edin and Abba Amri, the great Bezin says that Ain choishin legedushin, that we are not choishin legedushin. Man beit din rab. Who's this great bezin? Rab. The Ikedam is another version. Amar Rabba Barabun. That was said in the name of Rab himself. Hamekadish beit echad. Somebody mekadish beit echad. Beit din rab. Rab is saying the great bezin. Amri say ain choishin legedushin. Man beit din rab. Who's this great bezin? Rebbe. You need two. You need two words. Otherwise, no kedushin. Okay, so Mossi v'Rab Achzavui Barami. No, what? Oh. Mossi v'Rab. That's true. But many times you have Shmuel and Rab, because Shmuel said the same thing a minute ago. Shmuel said it here, and now it's Rab. Rab and Shmuel agree versus Rabbi Yechon and Shlokhi v'Rab and Yisrael. Mossi v'Rab Achzavui Barami. Two people came from overseas. It's a very interesting story here. This is what happened. Three people came from overseas, two men and a woman. Each one has another version of what's going on here. This is what happened. There were two people who came overseas, and a woman, imam, and a chavilma, and a package with some. And there's a pekel there. And the pekel obviously has some money in it or some valuable things inside. This Zayman, the first guy says, Reuben says, Zu Ishti, this is my wife. Zay Avdi, the other man is my servant. Zu Chabilasi, therefore this pekel is mine. Comes along Shimon, Zayman, no, Zu Ishti is my wife. This guy is my servant. Zuchavol is my pekel. The Isha matters. The woman says, "What are you talking about? I'm the mistress. Elish ne'avodai. They're both my servants. The chavil shali, and I owe the pekel. So if you're not shleim melech, what do you do? Tzricha. This is what you do. So according to two out of the three versions, she's a married woman. So tzricha shnei gitin. She needs two gitin. Now, because each one, we don't know who to believe, so we force them both to give a get. But now you're claiming the husband. Gotta give a ksuva also. But go the ksuvasa, but where do you get the ksuva from? Mina chavila, from the pekel. And what now? What happened to the pekel's worth a lot more than the ksuva? What happened to the rest of the money? Okay, we'll see in a minute. Hey chidami, what is exactly the case here? What's the case here? We'll do Rashi in a minute. Idi islei sadi lahai. Now you're saying that a marriage without witnesses is not a marriage. So if each guy says it's my wife, so what is his wife? Where are the witnesses? If the word witnesses lahai, the islei sadi lahai, this guy has two witnesses, produces two witnesses that she's my wife, and this guy produces witnesses she's my wife. Me matza amre elu shnei avodai v'chavol l'shlis. How do we get up and say these are my servants?
Physically producing the witnesses.
Yeah, physically.
If they come from overseas, especially in
Yom,
and the witnesses are over there, how can
they? We'll soon see. That's what happened. Right now, the Gemara is supposing that.
In the case before,
the Takam won't come.
I mean, this doesn't apply to the modern day.
That's right. You're right. That's why we can't do anything about it. We don't know where they are. So we're talking about the witnesses not present. So how can the woman claim that you're both my servants when you have four witnesses that say that you're a married woman to either this or this guy? And eid echad, you can contradict. So you see clearly from here that the only way that this story makes any sense is that each one produces one eid. Each one has a version, and she claims that they're both lying. You want to learn it's one eid. So what's Bechlal to talk about? Eid Echad means nothing, because once you contradict the second guy, Shimon, brings an Eid Echad, not that you're not the husband. Finished, you're finished. There's nothing to talk about. Why get? Why Ksuva? Because Eid Echad Ba'achash is like Kum. Ella, Lemisha, La'alma, much like this. Regarding her status that she's a free woman, Lekuli Amale, please don't argue the Shari. There's no question that's permitted. The Hacha Hachikam, this is what we say. You need to get in. Why do you need to get in? In other words, this pekel we don't know who belongs to. We have three versions. Each one says it's mine. What do you do? We had in the beginning, but we'll have in the beginning, but that you hey, we don't know who it belongs to. You don't do anything. But you know what? She will get something out of it, and the other ones won't. Because you guys are saying you're married to her. So according to you, you got to give her a ksuva. So she will collect from the chavila the value of the ksuva, and the rest will sit till the yo comes. So she wins out of the whole story. Whatever it is, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It can be enough money in the kakel or more or less.
Anything above, anything below, then she wants everything. But if it's more, then the excess stays, you know, to the yoke. No. So what? But in the Shalim is literally they're holding on to it. And hey, you don't say they're holding on to it. But I made the Amar, and this also has to have one more step. This follows a mayor. It says, we hold that only karka is meshubit. Chabil is metalkin, it's portable. Then what's that do with the ksuba? So this was followed a mayor. So therefore, there's no rai from here. We're talking not talking about marriage. Rashi, fourth line from the top. Right now we think the purpose of the gittin is because we think that she's a married woman. Either one, she's married to somebody. The rest you leave till the yom. There are two witnesses that we saw get married. The other guy said the same thing. How can she say how can you say that? And Allah Beidecha, we're talking about that is one aid. Come on, it's one aid. L'chol echot to each one. The shmam nafil ain't a maid that tzichi get. And see, it's clear to me that even though there's only one aid, she still needs to get because she's a married woman. Kasha and Shmuel and Rav. No. Can't be, because if so, since here you have one aid contradicting the other aid, the aidim are not here, even if halachically aid echad is enough. But in this case, there is no aid echad, because each aid is cancelling, contradicting the other aid. So obviously, it's nothing to do with marriage. One witness that contradicts me, mehem is believed. Forget about what her story. There's nobody that says the aid echad boy alul shvuah. The whole aid echad is only shvuah, and here they contradict each other. So what's going on here? There's no marriage here. You need two aidim. Here we're talking about what do we do with the pekel. So you know why you need two gittin? Tzricha shnei gittin, kedei lig bais. We cannot do anything with the package. You're going to leave it till the yo. But maybe she can get something out of it. Let's give two gittin, kedei lig bais ksuvasa min hachavila, in order that she should be able to collect from this pekel. Klaiman. La'ilam hachavila munachas achi yove leyo. Ela im kei nosnu loshneim get me'atzman. So the Gemara is actually, Rashi's learning from the Gemara is that not that we're going to force them to give a get. We're not, because there's no marriage here. Because there's no witnesses. But if they, each one of them voluntarily gives her a get, then they also have to give her a ksuba. And she collects a ksuba from the pekel. The get may be they give a ksuba min achadila, she collects from the pekel. Mim manoshech, it doesn't matter which one is right. Im shazehu harim mechay l'ksuba, pi v'chay v'ksuba, v'chayin zeh, v'choshkin im kulushon, it's all hers. And also, but Amayri, follows Amayri, says, the purpose of this thing is to teach you the metalk is also mshuluk suva. But I made him say the ksuva is by Yishe Shavu the Chassin, Gabi Shemet is Yavim, so much waiting for her brother-in-law, Shekhsuvasa al Nikse Baila Rishon, that the ksuva is tied to the first husband's assets. He niach ochi mois. And if the first brother left money, Yilker Bem Kaki, he purchased land, who Eichel paid us, and the new husband, the brother-in-law, will eat the produce. Alma mois, mishtab de luksuvasa. You see, the money goes toward the ksuva. So what's the bottom line? My Havi Allah, back to the Gemara. So what's the bottom line? Last of the line is Kahana. My Havi Allah, Rav Kahana Amar, a Chayshe Lushin, no witnesses, no Kedushin. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Chayshe Lushin, we are concerned about Kedushin. Omer Rav Ashin of Kahana, Rav Ashin of Kahana, you say you need two witnesses. My Daitis, what are your opinion? You believe the Yalfit Dover Dover Mamamet. We learn from money matters. By money, it says Apishnai Men Yakum Dover. You need two witnesses. So by Hayes Kedushin, you also need two witnesses. That's your Svarah. Let's look at money. What's it then by money that if the borrower admits that he owes the money to the lender? Does the lender need witnesses then? No. Hadar's Baldin Kimei Dami. News of the wife says in the Bezin, yes, I did marry this guy. Finished. What are we aiding for? What's the logic? The Yalfit Dover Dover Mamun E Malahalin over there by money Haidar's Baldin Kimei Dami. We trust Haidar's valuable. No, I've kind of done Baldin Kimei Dami. Say the same thing over here. Amalei said to him, Hassam over there. No, forget the case. I was talking about Stam. Tam, you said before that I am Kaibe Lechot. Afilush Neim Moidim ain't Chajin Lushin. Why not? Even without Ade Lechot. If I die, they come and they might, that's it. Say the thing here, Afghan Adol Badin Adami. Omele, he said a very important thing. Hossam over there, Loiko Chayiv Lacherine. If the borrower says, I owe you $100, who is he hurting except himself? But if we believe him. Here you're hurting the whole world. Now, Pashup Shadding Mod is, I mean, that if she's married to this guy, then nobody else can marry her. No other man can marry her. So you're affecting the whole world. We need ages for that. When it only affects me, I can be machai myself whatever I want. But if I'm affecting others, I don't have the koyach to asa myself and others unless Aiden can do that. That's what normal pshat. Rashi, however, says a little different. Hadad badim Aiden, Rashi, first of the lines, Hadad, Dechsiv, Ashi, Yoim, Ki, Uzeh. Harish Samacha Mikta that we trust as I do. Lokochai Lachrine, Einu Chav Lachaydin Bahayda. I say, generally, when I say I owe you money, who gets hurt by it? Only me. Zush Einisel, who? Only one gets hurt by me. Abahacha Kochai Lachrine, how? Not like I just told you that the rest of the world cannot marry you. Shekrai Veser, Nesr boy. If she dies, her relatives can't marry this guy. The Krai Vav Nesari boy, and his relatives cannot marry her anymore. Why does Rashi say this and not the Pashup? I don't know. She's a married woman and no man can marry her. That's how Tesis learns in Gini Kiddush. That's what it means. Yeah, but they're affecting other people. They don't affect other people. See whatever you want. That's right. Now, tomorrow. Doesn't matter, but she's posing an issue on the world. Yeah, but they also, who said the crime want to marry her? The same logic. The point is that you're creating an Isser on others, and you don't have the koyach to create an Isser on others. The Edom are the ones who create that Isser. So the Edom play a different role here.
But throughout your married life, every day, could be a very long day.
As the Rogo Chavatov B'chaim Brisker, that the act of marriage is happening over and every second, again and again and again. It's a pull on them shachas. It's not a wonderful event. You got married 50 years ago, and that's it. Every single minute, it's a pull on them shachas. And the Aiden that were there in the beginning are the same Aiden. And the rabbi who married you off in the beginning is still there. Says back to Gemara. Mazut Leonabada, the Gemara tells a story. Mazutre el abad sova, the old man. About 12 lines to the bottom. They were the children of Mari Barisa. Polig, Nichsaye Bahadia Dodi. They were dividing their estate. Also, the Kambi Ravashi came for Ravashi. Omru Lady, he said to them, Al Pishna, you made him Omrachmon. This is what they said. This is what they both said to Ravashi. The only reason why you need two witnesses. Because the Boyle made him a Hadabu to make sure that you cannot change your mind. In other words, we come to an agreement that tomorrow I change your mind. But if you have witnesses, that's it. You cannot change your mind anymore. So therefore, since we're not banan lohadi, and we know that we're not going to change our mind, we're not going to lie, we're honest people, we love each other, we're brothers, therefore we don't need witnesses. Or maybe no. Even we both agree in dividing an asset. It's not enough. You need witnesses to make it happen. Amaluhu, he said to him, when it comes to money matters, the only purpose role witnesses have is to make sure that you're not lying. But when it comes to Kedushin, they're not here to make sure you're not lying. They're coming to make sure that you have the right to impose an Isra on other people. Different role altogether. Rashi. Apishnaim. First line, Yitzicha, Toyda, Lamaicha. Why do you need witnesses? Hatzadah, Hitzich, Eidim, Mishum, the Iboy, Lameda. If you want to change your mind, I want to lie and say it never happened. The purpose of witnesses is to prevent people lying. She'ilu Yidim, who, Shitzicha, Makosav, Eidim. That we have Eidim, Va'onu, Ein, Onu, Shakran. We know we're not liars. We won't change our mind. Ein, Onu, Tzichin, and therefore we don't need witnesses. Eidim, Shafila, He, Maidim, Ein, Divrenkam. Even the Maidim doesn't happen. Eleba, Eidim, but there's a Nimsa, and he Machzi, Bishloy, Mishli, Ein, Chalukan, Klum. So he said, Lishaki, the only role, which is not Kaifrim, but Vadim, Lay Malakan, that's all we need for. Tell him what I did. We don't need for that. But why? No, he said, you don't need. If you trust each other, you don't need. Even inside the Lishaki. Yeah, that's the point. What's the role of Aiden? Is it to prevent us lying, or is it they make the Kenyan happen? So he said, don't lie. Talking about Omar by a question, and said, Omar ate Echad Echal Techeliv. A witness come along and said, you ate Sefer Fats by mistake, and therefore you got to bring a Karbachatis. Now the din is, that the pasuk ahoyde love chatosa, that you had to realize yourself that you're chatos. So one day came and told you, by the way, that was you just ate was treif. Allah shaysik, he's quiet, nema, and the witnesses believed, and he brings a carbon. Why? Since you ate. That's a shaygi.
You're saying a lie.
I'm not contradicting you. I'm agreeing with you. I'm quiet. So if I'm quiet, so we say it's as if you. Exactly. So now you ate by mistake. It was a shaygi. You can argue. No, you don't have to if you argue. But you didn't. You were quiet. And because you're quiet, as if you it dawned upon you, Taki is right. So as if you realize yourself. The Tana Tumi, we look at the Braise supporting it. See, if he's a Bob Mises, he's Taka Potter. You don't have to. Time, the Amaloy, he denied it. Ha ish tivin required, Mehemi believes. Well, Rabbi Abai said, Amaloy, Echanit Mutarisecha, and eight comes along and says, your Taharas became Tamei. All of your Taharas you have at home became Tamei, Aloy, Velish, quiet, Neman, that means he agrees. But Tana Tumi, look at Tana supports him. Eidach, Lemonit, Aloy, 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 didn't have Potter. Time, so this is Bryce again, because he contradicted him. The Amar Loi, no, her issue was quiet, Mehmet. Amar Abai says, in other words, one aid you can contradict, but if you don't contradict, then his aid is valid. And not his aid is valid, as if you yourself came forward and said, this is what happened. Three cases, it's all the same principle. Your shayin now is no longer able to be used for a carbon because a person had a relationship with your animal. And it's quite the Tana Tuna, and we ask a Tana, a Braisa that supports it, because it says in the Braisa, Shenev the boy Aveda, if somebody says, the Aveda was done with your animal, or kill the person based on a single aid. When you say Eidechad, what are we talking about? That's the same thing as Bailim. And a lot of the Shas is quiet. So we see three different cases. One regarding you bring a carbon, you ate today for fats, one regarding your Tatas that came to me, and one regarding carbonus if your animal was nearby. That if an Eidechad says something, and you contradict him, that's it. You don't believe the Eidechad. But if you don't contradict him, you're quiet, it's as if you step forward and admitted it, and you have to agree with it. Why do you need all three cases? Like this. The Yashmin and Hakamais, only the case about carbon, our thought. Elav the Kimle, but you know the consequences if you're not chayiv a carbon and you bring an animal to the base of Midrash to be machmir, you did a terrible aveira. Chulin bazara, mahatayro, mekabon, you did an aveira. So if you're quiet, that definitely we have to read into it that you're minder. But in other cases, maybe you're quiet because you're ignoring the guy. I'm a shugana. What my time? Tell me, well, you're an idiot. What I have to answer you for? Elav the Kimle benafshi the avad. If you wouldn't be convinced that you take a treif of fats, then you wouldn't have been quiet because chulin bazara, love him aisa. You would never bring. You never put something. Situation, you bring an animal to the base of Midrash and it's chulin bazara. Abul nitmutar is sechab in the other cases. Maybe, just because he's quiet, maybe hide the shas, you know, he's quiet. Who said it's a haidah? He's made the sabah chazi leib maitali. Either because he thinks, let's say he's right. So what? I can eat it when I'm tummy quite often. The iash min ha, if you tell me this case, mishum de kamafs leib maitarasi, when I'm tummy, I cannot eat it. So if he's quiet, must be admitting it. Abul shayre nearby, you know, I was quiet. Even if you're saying the truth. So I can't bring in a carbon. I have other animals. I got to bring this animal as a carbon. It doesn't bother me. Meimer Omar, kol ha-shvarim la-degab ez-bech-kaimer. Not all shvarim abim ez-bech. So therefore, we can say that what? That he's meider. In other cases, who said? Tzricha, therefore, we need all three cases. We have to convince the shlika. Okay, stop here.